door is open, the welcome mat is out, and this is It's All About Relationships on Vivid Life Radio. My name is Edie Weinstein, and together we'll be exploring what relationships are really all about. Sometimes they're light and playful, sometimes messy and challenging. Our guests are transformational teachers and authors, artists and musicians in this realm that makes life so sweet. So sit back and relax and enjoy the ride.
Welcome to It's All About Relationships. I'm your host, Edie Weinstein, and the music that ushers us into the show and leads us out of the show is by my friends Rick Danzine and Deborah Lee of Lyra Project. Music is nourishment for the soul, for the heart, the mind, and the body. And tonight's guest is somebody whose music I've loved for a lot of years, and he's an old friend. His name is David Newman, also known as Durga Das, his Sanskrit name, and he's a world-renowned kirtan artist, he's a yogi, and he's an author. And he has a new CD that I loved listening to, and it's about the idea that love is ever-present. And he's going to be sharing with us about the CD, about the magic when it's making it. So, welcome to the show.
Thanks, CD. Great to be here.
Oh, my pleasure. So, how did music find you? Was music always a big part of your life?
Always. Ever since I can remember as a child, it was always something that connected me to the unseen, to the mystery, to the joy that was within me. When I was 13, my uncle got me a guitar for my bar mitzvah, and that started my kind of exploration into creating music.
Yeah. Oh, how wonderful. So yeah. Do you have your guitar with you at all? Is it a portable guitar or sometimes is it home?
Well, at this point, I have a few different guitars, and mm-hmm. I take it with me often, but in this moment, it's at home, and I'm not there, so... I could probably get a guitar, though.
Say that again?
I could probably find a guitar somewhere.
Oh, okay. So I know that music in your life is a family affair, that your wife Mira and your daughter Tulsi often perform with you. I understand that Tulsi is part of the Love is Awake CD.
Yeah, she first she giggled on a CD called Stars when she was less than a year, and then she sang a little bit on Travel Well, and then on the new CD she does a duet with me in the beginning of a song called Wonder, and now she's even jumping up on stage with us, so it's kind of, at least on the recordings, a tradition that she sings on every one, and now she's starting to participate in front of a microphone too. So I think she's got a musical future ahead of her.
Oh, how wonderful. I was talking to, I don't remember who it was, but another musician, or I heard an interview with a musician about the same thing. Do you want her to do this? If this is her passion, is to join, to join you on stage and to be, to immerse herself in music as well.
Yeah, well, whatever makes her happy, and if it's music, wonderful. Music's brought so much joy and enabled me to share that with others. If that's what it is for her, then I support her. And if it ultimately is elsewhere, that's all good too. Whatever brings her, that connection.
Wonderful. And there are some other pretty amazing musicians on the Love is Awake CD. Can you share with us who they are and how you connected with them?
Yeah, it was quite miraculous. The bass player, Bagiti Kumalo and Jamie Haddad, are both in Paul Simon's band. And Joe Lari, who sang with me, is in Sting's band. But I went to see Sting and Paul Simon in Philadelphia and connected with some of his musicians. And soon thereafter, we were in the studio making music together. It was just a joy connecting with those guys. And it's definitely expressed in the music, and I traverse some new territory musically with them.
So what is that new territory?
Well, certainly there's some extended what you would call jams on this record, where we sort of just broke out and explored the moment, so to speak. That's one thing. Also, Jamie is a tremendously diverse world percussionist, and Bagiti is from South Africa. He played on Graceland and that famous bass solo on that song You Can Call Me Al. So these guys are working with a rich palette rhythmically and melodically, and it definitely took the songs and stretched them into some new dimensions.
Marvelous. And there's, what was the inspiration for the lyrics and the way that they relate to a book that you've been called Time Bound Traveler?
Yeah, I wrote The Time Bound Traveler about my journey of spiritual awakening. And in 2013, I had one of those significant aha moments that changed the nature of my consciousness or my perspective. And it left me with a sense of clarity that was then translated into all of the songs on the record. So in some way, all 8 songs on the record are connected to that awakening. And one of the interesting aspects of Love is Awake is that it was written and without angst, zero angst, just flow, pure flow.
And is that how you want to live your life and how you encourage other people to live their lives?
Yeah, well, there's this idea of, like, you know, the tortured artist who struggles to find that sense of creativity, but, you know, that's an old story. So for me, it was just creating in just the spirit of creation and, you know, letting it flow without resistance, without self-consciousness, without doubt, you know, just no angst, just, there it is, and this is what I want to communicate.
Now, and you talk about being a seeker for a lot of years, and what was the understanding you came to? You said that it's not about finding.
Yeah, I mean, on my spiritual path, I was, you know, looking for something, and ultimately I realized that, you know, there was no need to look because it's present. It's that simple. And that, you know, that was kind of a concept or an idea that I was investigating, but it became a reality for me. So the notion of seeking, you know, what already is present, I saw right through the absurdity of that and into the clear truth that there's really nothing to look for because it's all here. And I had done lip service to that truth, I guess you could say, but when it broke through and it revealed itself to me, it was no longer an idea or a concept or even an understanding. It's just a living reality that is present. And that's why I called the CD Love is Awake, because it doesn't sleep, nor does grace.
Beautiful. And the artwork is absolutely exquisite. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I met an amazing visionary artist in Santa Cruz some years ago when I was touring, and we have a mutual friend. And he came up to me after an event I gave and introduced himself, and I went onto his website and was blown away. And we've been working together ever since. And he had the idea of, you know, the eye and the heart, and then in the pupil we have, you know, a Buddhist yantra or mandala. So it's like when, you know, looking, the thing that's looking out is the awakened or enlightened state.
Mm-hmm.
His name is John Morrow.
Morrow.
Marro. He also did my. Yeah, I think it's johnmorrow.com, beautiful website. And he did the artwork for my CD before Love is Awake called Travel Well.
Mm-hmm. So folks can know your website. How can they find you?
DavidNewmanMusic.com.
What will they find when they visit you there?
All kinds of stuff. Music, there's a radio station there of my music, upcoming tour dates, blogs, and reflections, and they can read some excerpts from my book and links to all sorts of cool things connected to
Wonderful.
What I do. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to go to break now, and afterwards we're going to get a little more nitty-gritty about the CD, about the experience, about the concept of seva, because I know that's very important to you as well, the selfless service.
Yeah.
So we'll catch you on the other side of the break. Folks, I'm Edie Weinstein with All About Relationships, my guest, the wonderful David Newman.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What is the first step for you personally to finally make the shift you have been seeking? Find out right now by connecting with us on Facebook and on Twitter. My Vivid Life. Well, it's a state of being, complete well-being. Get there today with daily inspiration right to your inbox.
Celebrate! Are you ready to do something completely amazing for yourself? Spend a weekend with some of the world's most renowned and powerful spiritual teachers? nourish your soul, enrich your life, honor your spirit, and celebrate you at a Celebrate Your Life conference. Attend powerful, life-changing workshops that will bring you more love, healing, and transformation than you can possibly imagine. Register now. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org.
Your soul's calling is the answer to someone else's prayer. Are you ready to be that answer? Dr. Laurel Geis is a spiritual author, speaker, and mentor dedicated to helping you live your soul's calling. Go to laurelgeis.com now and sign up for Laurel's newsletter. Let's get you going with classes, mentoring, and support to ignite your soul-guided life today.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.
Welcome back to the next portion of It's All About Relationships. I'm your host, Edie Weinstein, and my guest is David Newman, who's an amazing performer, singer-songwriter, kirtan artist, chant master, a whole bunch of names. But I know him as just a really down-to-earth, grounded mystic. And we were talking a bit about his new CD, Love is Awake, and he has another song that he recorded called Song for Nepal. Can you talk a little bit about that, David, why that's so important to you?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously we all who felt really sad about what happened in Nepal in a lot of ways. So many of us in the spiritual community are connected to Nepal through their, you know, age-old spiritual teachings and, you know, certainly feel connected to the people there. So as a musician, I felt like I wanted to offer something. And it was interesting how it came together. I have a little ukulele that I play, and I wrote a song connected to the Green Tara Mantra, which is Om Tare Tu Tare Ture Swaha. And I brought it over to my friend Eric Bazillion's house, who's an amazing musician, songwriter. Yeah, he wrote the song, What If God Was One of Us. And I brought it over to his house, and we spent some hours in the studio last week. And then Bhagiti Kumalo, who I mentioned, came over and played bass. And we got it up on iTunes just this week on Monday. And we're donating all the proceeds to the Seva Foundation, which has a Nepal Earthquake Relief and Rehabilitation Fund. And so it's just our way of being part of the support for that great country and those people.
Wonderful. So
yeah, it's on. You'd find it on iTunes. Just look under Song for Nepal.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
Yeah.
And I know that a lot of what your work is about using your personal talents for becoming a force for good in the world. How do you encourage people to do that themselves, wherever they are? What ways would you encourage folks to do that?
Get in touch with your joy. That's what I tell folks, because, you know, the higher energies, the higher powers, the grand masters, God, creation, goddess, however you speak, you know, that energy comes, it's a subtle energy. And the most subtle place that we can find within ourselves is our own joy. So when we connect to our own joy, we become vessels or vehicles or channels for those higher energies. So just to put yourself out there and trust and choose, you know, what brings you the greatest happiness, even if resistance comes up, even if fear comes up, even if doubt comes up, don't ever let them stop you from following the things that really bring you the greatest satisfaction, because that's the way to be of service to humanity, is to have a smile on your face and love in your heart.
Oh, so when you've hit that inevitable bump in the road, what's gotten you through it?
Community, getting quiet, those two places, those are the places I go, because when I get quiet, I can enter into that place where I know that everything's perfect as it is. If my mind is active, I come up with all kinds of stories. And the other thing is just to be connected to community, to others on the path who may be going through a difficult time. You know, we're here to help each other. We're here to remind each other, and we're here to uplift each other. And always serving others is so useful when that doubt comes up or when things get difficult.
Wonderful. And in our area of, you know, Philadelphia community, there's a huge support, the yoga community, the music community, the, you know, social, political, whatever. So I feel very blessed. But I've also noticed that you take it with you wherever you go, that for you that community is portable and it shows up all over the world.
Absolutely. You know, I cross so many communities of spiritual beings, seekers and teachers, and those who are just, you know, deeply committed to the spiritual path. And it's an amazing gift just to see it happening, not just in one place, but in, you know, everywhere, really.
Wonderful. And you mentioned something in an earlier conversation about your Zen tea satsang experiences. I'm curious to know what that's about.
Yeah, I do them here in Philadelphia on Sunday mornings when I'm at home. And I give teachings on the nature of truth and support people with keeping their hearts open. And I do it amongst a ceremonial tea experience. So I make and serve tea as I teach and have dialogue.
Wonderful. And is that on your website? People can find out how they can attend?
Yeah, it's all on the events page of my website.
People blend yoga and sound, because, you know, for me, sound is taking yoga off the mat.
Say that again, Edie.
How can people blend yoga and sound?
Well, yeah, I mean, certainly yoga and sound, there is an, you know, ancient tradition of the sound of yoga, which is what the practice that I'm engaged in, which is called Nada Yoga. But just to, you know, with the chanting, it holds such a powerful vibration. And so listening to chanting or music that uplifts you, or even to engage the practice by chanting yourself, is yogic in and of itself. And I know so many teachers that are now, you know, playing high vibrational music while they teach, and also having musicians. Sometimes I go and play music for yoga classes live. So just, you know, finding the music that uplifts you and engaging it into your yoga practice. And also, people don't realize what gifts they have within their own voices. This is something I share and teach others, is just to open up to their own voice.
Even if people don't feel that they have a good singing voice, that they can still connect with the divine within, however it comes out, however it shows up.
Exactly. It's just an old story when somebody says, I can't sing or I don't have a good voice. That's just an old story. Maybe, you know, I had a guy who was singing with me at 65, and when he was a young man at 5 or 6, he said the school choir came over to him before a performance and said, move your lips, but don't make a sound. And for 60 years, he never sang in public before. And so we just, you know, we get conditioned or learn these things when we're young, but they're really not based in reality, because everybody has a gift to offer through the unique sound of their own voice.
Do you have a favorite chant that centers you, that grounds you?
You know, there's so many of them that I turn to for different things, whether it's, you know, energizing or grounding or compassion or centering. It would be really difficult. It'd be like you saying to me, you know, who's your favorite child, you know?
I knew you were going to say that. You don't have one right now.
Yeah, I only have one, so it's easy for me to say.
Absolutely. And I, you know, for me, it was really interesting. I grew up in the Jewish tradition, and I didn't grow up hearing Sanskrit. But when I first started chanting, it felt familiar. It felt ancient, primordial. It just felt like a part of me. And I practiced in the car. I would sing the Gayatri mantra over and over in the car, and that's how I learned the lyrics. What is it about Sanskrit language or sacred chanting that really sinks its, you know, its jaws or whatever into us that it's hard to let go of?
Well, it's an ancient language which was revealed for the sake of glorifying the divine energy or the spiritual energies. And it was Sorry about the sound. There's some people in the other room. I'm doing what I can to be private here.
No, it's fine.
Okay, good. You know, Sanskrit is known as the language of the gods. So it was never developed as a spoken language. It was revealed as a language to communicate spiritual truth. So within Sanskrit, particularly mantric Sanskrit, there is it's direct language. It's not symbolic. It's not pointing to something else. Like if you were to describe an apple by saying the word apple, you wouldn't get the essence of the fruit by just the word. But in Sanskrit, there's no difference between what the word is describing and the word itself. So it's direct language. And it's very powerful in that sense because it opens up deep aspects of being that are unlocked through the sound of the mantra. And essentially, it's sound vibrational healing, maybe one of the oldest forms of sound vibrational healing.
Marvelous. So people can actually use chanting to heal themselves emotionally and physically? It sounds like
on every level, emotionally, emotionally, spiritually, even physically.
Well, I know it's just good to see when I do it. it resonates through me. So I know that you have some goals and some passions that you haven't yet lived. You're not done yet. So what if you could have the ideal musicians to work with beyond who you've already worked with, who are your dream into reality?
Wow, Edie, that's a tough question. There's so many great musicians out there. Wow. Well, some of the people that have inspired me both because of their spiritual connection and humanitarian connection and, of course, musical, one of them would be Peter Gabriel, who was a great inspiration and influence to me. And working with Paul Simon's musicians, interestingly enough, Paul Simon. One of the reasons that I connected with his musicians afterwards, because I was just, in that stadium and seeing the kind of spiritual energy that was delivered in the music, that was what touched me. So those are definitely, two people that I feel very inspired by.
Well, I hold that vision for you, and anything is possible, and you are able to manifest this, so not that. I mean, that's magic. And so you have some, I know there are also more albums in you. What are you looking forward to producing, and where are you looking forward to performing beyond this now?
Yeah, well, interestingly, right now, and I wasn't expecting to make this kind of a record, and that's just the way things go, mentioning Eric Bazillion here in Philadelphia. Now, I'm in the process of making a ukulele kirtan chant serenade record right now. I love playing the ukulele, so it's just a lullaby sunset serenade mantra record. So that's what's going to be happening next for me.
Marvelous. As you're talking about it, I can visualize it. I'm a very visual artist myself, and I can see it. I can hear the music, and magic. So are you thinking in the next year or so?
It'll be out in the next year for sure. It's moving pretty quickly. I recorded most of the chants on the night before the full moon last month, and now we're just elaborating on the basic theme. But it's going to be a stripped down, simple, sweet kind of musical incense kind of a CD.
Marvelous. So as we're getting close to the end, once again, people can find you at davidnewtonmusic.com. You can hear David's beautiful music. I think there's a video with you and Tulsi singing. That's on there as well.
Exactly. It's called Wonder.
Wonder. Oh, yes. Yeah. And if there was one piece of information, I know this is hard, that you'd want to impart, one last thing that you want to leave the listeners with, what would you want to share with them?
Be yourself and stay true to what feels good to you. Never stray far from your heart.
Marvelous. Well, thank you so much, David. This is an honor to be able to do this, and I'm grateful that you joined us. And folks, again, check out David's website, listen to his music, buy the CD. It's lovely, absolutely magical. So thank you, and hugs to the family.
Much love to you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, my pleasure. And next week, my guest is another musician, Barry Goldstein, and he's going to be talking about the secret language of the heart, music, sound, and vibration. So until next week, folks, I thank you. I bless you. I love you. Namaste.
Thank you for joining us here on It's All About Relationships on Vivid Life Radio, opening your heart and mind to the possibilities that are there for you to create a life that is filled with love. Until next week, wishing you healthy and fulfilling relationships and sending hugs from here.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams filled with joy and abundance? Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Iyanla Van Zandt, Caroline Mace, Dr. Joe Dispenza, and over 20 more life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life Chicago event. Visit CelebrateYourLife.org for more information. That's CelebrateYourLife.org. And reserve your seat now. That's CelebrateYourLife.org.
Vivid Life Radio connects you with the most current, optimistic, and inspiring information on the planet. Get ready to open your mind, heal your heart, and start living your ultimate life. Go to vividlife.me, that's vividlife.me, for more details on our upcoming broadcast with the world's brightest minds sharing wisdom to uplift your spirit.